T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jill Schlesinger is with us from Jill on Money, and this is a different tax season, Jill. And it seems like it's hurting a lot of people because of a payroll change that they didn't make last year. Is that right?
Yes, exactly, exactly right. And here's the issue that's going on, that we know the new tax law was going into effect last year, and so the IRS created these new withholding tables. And so what happened was that, you know, if you work for a company, they know how much money you earn and adjusted withholding accordingly. What they don't know is everything else going on in your financial life, right? They don't know whether you have lost your state and local tax deduction because it's now capped at $10,000. They don't know whether your specific situation would require to withhold more or less. And so what happened was at the beginning of the year, everyone said, oh, go to the IRS and .gov, check out the withholding calculator. You know how many people do that? Not very many. Let me just answer that for you. And so now we are seeing people who are really upset because either they have to pay and they didn't expect to pay, or their refunds are smaller than they had expected. And that's really hurting, especially people from these high tax states like New York, Connecticut, New Jersey and California, where our state and local tax deduction is limited at $10,000.
Jill, we've heard some of the extreme examples of people having to owe thousands of dollars, but what are most people dealing with?
I think most people are just dealing with a slightly lower refund than they had imagined. And I want to just stress that, because this is not a widespread, horrible situation where someone said, well, I got $2,000 back last year, and now I owe $10,000. It's more likely I got $3,000 back last year, and this year I'm only getting back $1,400. That's more of what we're hearing in terms of the change in how people are experiencing this tax season.
And it might also be that they're getting bigger paychecks too, right?
Well, so there's the other piece of this, which is you may not have realized that throughout the year you had a larger amount of pay. But the problem that I have found is that a lot of people, since we're in the era of direct deposit, don't examine those paychecks so closely. So let's presume that you got maybe a $30 or $40 a paycheck difference. You had a little bit more. You may not have really noticed it. And unfortunately, a lot of people spent that. They didn't go ahead and save that extra money.
So what do people do from here on out? If they've already found that they've had a rough 2019 tax return season, how do they prepare themselves for 2020?
I cannot emphasize enough that the IRS has something called the IRS withholding calculator. It is at irs.gov, and or if you just Google IRS withholding calculator, you'll find it. I think the most important thing is that you look at what happens this tax year and then adjust accordingly, right? So here's what you need to know. If you are a small business owner or a sole proprietor, you may need to change the way you handle your quarterly tax estimates. If you are an employee, you would adjust your withholding. Either way, that tax law has big implications, at least for the next 6 years, for individuals. And we really want to make sure that people are using the tax code to their very best interest. This is important. It doesn't mean you have to go out and pay thousands of dollars for a CPA. But if you need help, go get help. But you're not going to, you probably, you know, it's a little bit, when you get late in the season, you might not find somebody. It's important that you really take this seriously. It can change the way you save and invest in the future.
All right, and it is something that they should be able to do themselves, right?
I think so. I mean, look, 90% of taxpayers are going to claim the standard deduction this year. So that's because the standard deduction nearly doubled. So that means it should be easier to complete your returns. Don't forget, I have this posted on my website, that if you need resource help, I have a lot of links to IRS resources. You can go to JillOnMoney.com. I have all the different pieces of this that will be important for you. I really think that people just need to pay attention to this and not just blow it off till the last minute. It is essentially a whole new tax code, and your situation likely changed.
Right. Do you think that people got the word last year to make that withholding change?
I don't think they did. I mean, I think that there was there were like people like me who like we say things like you should do this, you should do that, and so it sort of starts to sound like eat your vegetables. What would have been really smart, I think, is if every employer had said, here's your new tax code. This is a new paycheck. Please look at it and then do something. But I think unless you hear from your employer, it's very difficult to respond to this.
I think you're absolutely right. I'm with you on that one, too.
So Tax Season Boot Camp, it's on the front door of my website. I got all these links, including a link that you will love, right to the IRS withholding calculator.
Jill, we spoke with a tax expert earlier today. She said she listens to soft classical type of music while she deals with this beast that is tax season. What do you listen to during all this?
Oh, this is so funny you should say that, because I have a repeated pattern that I prepare my own taxes during the Academy Awards. So this weekend I will be doing my taxes. I have that in the background, and I usually have a nice big scotch next to me.
Oh, there you go. Very interesting. Okay. Well, I've got the image in my mind for Sunday night during the Oscars. All right. Hey, we'll talk with you on Monday.
Super. Thanks so much.
In our usual spot, 6:50 in the morning. That's Jill Schlesinger from Jill on Money.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.